Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
As Olin pointed out, been stuck in this cycle of not being able to be happy. We've been together, I think, exactly a year now, Speaks. Okay. And we haven't had a lot of happy post-game calls. Okay. Bears win, I got victory chicken on Monday.
All right.
He's found like a great big chicken just waiting to be plucked.
Williams has a man wide open. He's got it. Touchdown, Adunze.
Bears win. You're bringing in victory chicken.
I'm getting victory chicken for the crew on Monday if the Bears win.
All right,
and baby
Bears,
T, you're included, even though you probably won't be here. But come in and get some chicken.
I actually am on Monday.
Oh, perfect.
Led today by someone that is known as Baby T.
Fourth and goal. Williams looking. Pressure. Throws. Touchdown, DJ Moore.
I think you guys should call it fair or foul. That was one of the great chicken discussions I have ever heard.
If they don't win, I don't know what any of us are going to do.
If they don't win, I will bring in setback sweetener, okay? Because that was the counterpart to victory chicken. If they lose, I'm going to bring in something delicious and sweet and decadent.
Williams, fire. Connect. Touchdown, Chicago.
It's chicken. It's fried chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Hopefully there's chicken, but if there's not, there's going to be donuts.
To hear the Bears, a little flip to switch. Had to get a flea flicker. It's way up there. Williams recovers. Throws a seed. Has a man. It is caught for a touchdown. Luther Burden's first in the league.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The Bears, they get the win today.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
It's that guy, Williams.
Awesome. The Bears.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We got a full boat today. We are going until 6 o'clock. Alex is here. Tanny is fed.
What are we serving tonight? Chicken or chicken?
Chicken indeed. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello! Oh, man, that chicken was delicious. It tastes better when it's victory chicken, and I wasn't sure it was a win till I sat down and had three of the wings you brought from Harold's. Which Harold's?
Hyde
Lars?
Park Harold's. I walked over and got it from my neighborhood, Hyde Park Harold's.
That was some good stuff.
Yes.
Right there. And I got to say, I have never seen anyone more proud and loving and host-like than you in making sure that everybody got some chicken. You were like walking around, you were presiding over the chicken, making sure that Baby T and all the youngins got the chicken.
Yeah.
Making sure I got a stack of napkins, whatever I needed. Thank you, sir, for bringing and hosting Victory Chicken.
Well, yeah, like you want, and look, we've all been producers and we know that the producers are often broke and they need food. So I always say if hosts are out here eating,
for sure,
producers should be eating, and they should eat for free. So, you know, I wanted to make sure, share a little Harold's. It's Chicago victory.
Oh,
so why
dude.
Not have a Chicago chicken?
That was so much fun.
It really was.
That was like, it just, I just want to bask in it because it was good. And then it kept being good, and then it kept happening. Like, I was expecting not necessarily the collapse, but at least some danger and some tension for a while. Maybe the Caleb step back once they got off script, that kind of stuff. But the vibes just kept being good, and then good plays kept happening. You know when I realized when they came out of the locker room at halftime, and defense had really good energy. Dominique Robinson with a sack on that first defensive possession. And it's like, and the offense had good energy. It was like, oh, man. The good things just kept on happening. It was so nice to sit and bask in that victory.
What was really cool about it, and I know that we'll spend more time talking as the show goes on, is, and I brought up half of it. I didn't pay off the second half of it. The 19-play drive was cool. The drive before halftime. Mwah.
Exquisite.
Mwah. Because it was what I saw happening there was a team and a coach running through all of the different scenarios, all of the different things that might happen. Of the thing that we can't have happen is them getting the ball back with time on the clock.
Because they had the ball, Dallas did, to start the third quarter. So the double up possibility was there, and they're a good enough offense. They could do that and flip the game in a heartbeat.
So okay, great. We're playing keep away initially, if you're Ben Johnson and the Bears. And then it's like, oh, you know what? We've made a couple plays. Now we're close enough that we can try some stuff to try to get us an opportunity to kick a field goal here. And then it just kind of keeps going from there. And it's that type of – I just really felt like they were engaged in a way that we don't ordinarily see Bears head coaches be engaged.
Yeah, I think – go ahead.
It was just like they were thinking it through, and they were going, okay, if this, then this, and if not this, then this. And that's all I want.
Yeah,
I want someone who's ahead of the game.
Yeah, he was ahead of the game, and he was aggressive, and he made Brian Schottenheimer coach like reckless a little bit and scared. To the aggressor often go the spoils, right? It's like it, and aggression gets rewarded. And Schottenheimer called a timeout he didn't need to call at one point.
And it hurt him. It hurt him.
Because then they had none.
Calling that timeout was really bizarre.
Yeah, no, it was beautiful. And I gotta say, the whole thing, and you know, Caleb's numbers are unbelievable. He might win NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
I think it's between him and Jalen Hurts, because Jalen Hurts was pretty amazing yesterday.
Oh, in that second half.
But I mean, great. It's great for Caleb. Like, it's all those things, like throughout the week, and you know how you click on stuff or you watch stuff and then you get fed it through your algorithm. So I was getting a lot of like, here's what's wrong with Caleb Williams and here's why he'll never work out and all this stuff. And the story is not written yet by any means, but you look at it and you go, look at all this cool stuff that he's capable of doing. The thing that impressed me the most, the throws are amazing, but we all kind of know he can do the amazing throw thing. Him checking plays to the right play, him moving guys on in the offense, like, hey, you're not in the right spot, go mm-hmm. over there. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be over there on this play. Him making calls on run plays, like all of this stuff that he threw out there that you go, see, you're capable. And I imagine that that's now, like, between now and Wednesday, what the conversations between him and Ben are going to be like is like, all that stuff that I've been telling you that you can do, now I know you can do it, and now there's no excuse for you not doing it.
The rest of their time together. The rest of their time together. The rest of their careers together. Ben is going to be on him, and we'll talk about Ben in the next segment. But, yeah, man, like, here's what I have to admit. I'm pumping the brakes a little bit on myself today because I went so hard emotionally to a dark place these last 2 weeks, and now here we are, and that feeling and temptation to be like, I'm back, baby, I'm all in, here we go.
Don't do that.
I'm pumping the brakes. I am reining in my own emotional horses.
I am shocked by that.
Whoa, boy.
Breaking news on the score.
And I hate pumping the I hate pumping the brakes. I mean, I hate pumping. Tony Maserati a long time ago told me to pump the brakes on Chris Bryant. I wanted to freaking reach through the phone and punch him in the face.
How about we change it a little bit? What? You're not pumping the brakes. You're just taking your foot off the accelerator, which more people need to do when they drive.
That's a good call.
You don't have to actually hit the brake.
I can just glide.
Yeah.
I can just glide.
You can just glide a little
bit. Lawrence, that's good. Thank you very much. I'm gliding. That's what I'm doing. I'm gliding. I'm sliding. I'm just relaxing and letting it go because this is how the league works. It's going to be week to week. And I don't think they're going to go to Vegas and lose, but they're gonna lose some games and look bad at some point in the next couple of weeks. And Caleb is going to have pre-snap penalties again at some point. And some of the linear or the non-linear development stuff is going to come back and it's going to look ugly.
They're going to play better pass rushers starting Sunday.
Yeah.
And that was a big issue on
the road too.
Yeah. You're going to play better pass rushers. There's going to be a better pass rush that's going to speed you up and make things more difficult. But I always want quarterbacks like this to have success.
Oh, dude.
And you don't want to get too crazy because remember, week five a couple of years ago, Justin went crazy on Monday Night Football and threw four touchdowns or whatever it was.
And I rode that roller coaster. I rode the Justin roller coaster really hardcore for a while. And it's nice to feel really good about the possibilities of what Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson can do together, because I felt that way all off season. And then the first 2 weeks, really the first week especially, but some of the second week shook me in terms of what they can do and how far away they are. And yesterday you saw it and you're like, he can still make some mistakes. He can still miss some throws that he shouldn't, but man, they can do beautiful things together, and they can win in this league. They're in the league. They can take advantage of moments like that. You got a bad defense at your place. You got a chance to put your foot on their throat. This team can do that. That's great.
And you just take your foot off the gas. That's all. You don't have to hit a brake. Don't hit a brake. I mean, we have to brake, but Don't hit the brake.
I don't even have to pump them.
Don't tap them. Don't pump them. All you're doing is you're gliding, man.
Yeah, that's better than my analogy of reining in my emotional horses. Because
that's what keeps me up at night, is trying to make sure that all of our horses are fed.
I'll see that you got to feed the emotional horses, and I want them to run, Tanny. I want them to sprint. I just want to rein them in just
like
a little
wild
bit.
Wild horses.
Yeah, man. Keep going.
Couldn't drag me away.
This is one of those days when, like, the mythical score caller that me and my buddies invented a few years ago rears its head, like, "Hey, how you doing? This is Johnny from the South Side. I just want to talk about the Bears. I had one question. Are we great? Is it possible that we're great?" I'll hang up and listen
for my
answer.
You don't want to trick yourself into that. Let's see how they do against the Raiders, but you should also celebrate what happened yesterday.
All right, guys. Is the Ben Johnson offense so good that it's bad for the NFL? It's a legit question that we should be asking today.
Can I just say real quick, because I know that everyone's been talking about the flea flicker and about the throw.
Yeah.
And I know that DeAndre Swift's toss back to Caleb was trash. His block on that play,
dude,
was amazing.
DeAndre Swift is excellent at picking up the blitz. He's committed. He's got good vision. He's quick. He's solid. And the fact that he was able to pick up a block after throwing that loopy lateral was awesome.
Yeah, that could have been disaster. It wasn't, and it's great. And we should celebrate all of it while keeping our heads. We're just taking our foot off the gas pedal. We're not breaking. We're just taking our foot off the gas pedal.
Uh-huh.
Alex says we should actually break.
Whatever.
We do need to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how your head coach might be a lunatic. Next, here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Check Todd out at The Ringer. He's doing incredible stuff with the Todd McShay Show.
You guys are the not messing around crew. I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
Two game balls here. Give me one, right? Real quick. Quarterback had 142.6 passer rating. Right, the other one that stood out to me, man, all over the field today. All over the field today. Two interceptions!
It's Tremaine Edmonds getting the game ball from Ben Johnson there at the end.
It was nice. It was nice that we weren't talking about Club Dove. It was just like the guys are in there. They're in their feelings. They're enjoying their win. They did it against the coach that they clearly hate. In Matt Eberflus, they did it for a coach that they're starting to love in Ben Johnson, and it was fun. It was just fun.
It was great fun to watch and bask in. I found myself thinking about Ben all day as the star of that day, because schematically there was a lot of stuff to love, and we'll talk about that drive specifically, but. All day there was schematically some stuff to love. You talked about the clock management and the game management, specifically at the end of the first half. Wow. Right? I mean, like, to have that and see that. And then I just thought, overall, I had been told that this guy's a real dude. Like, as a communicator, as a talker, as in terms of relationships, like, he's just... Eberflus was not, and we've
seen this before game today, right? Yeah. This list.
Oh yeah, let's go to our list. But you know, you gotta be to be a real leader. You gotta be a genuine dude, whoever you are, whatever you happen to be. You gotta be a genuine communicator and a genuine dude that people can actually believe in.
There were times where, especially the last 2 years, where I wish Eberflus would have leaned into his meatballness more instead of trying to present like an overly polished, like public persona, which doesn't suit him at all.
Yeah, just like be who you are. Genuinely. Like,
it's not in your bag. There's a lot of things in your bag, but that's not one of them. I enjoy, as someone who struggles with allowing there to be public displays of joy, I like it when I see someone else do that and they let go. And yesterday, Ben Johnson let go.
First home victory. Yeah.
You know what I got? Repeat after me now. Good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
Good gets better.
Good gets better.
And you better get better.
And you better get better.
Quit yelling.
No way, Ed Farmer.
Oh, no.
You yell. You yell, Ben. And you yell. They
he was
sing.
In the middle of the huddle like Drew Brees was back in the day.
I never heard that before. You ever hear that before?
No.
They got a thing that whatever that is, man, it's like whoever you are, whatever you happen to be, just go ahead and be that. And like they have a connection, those players and him. It reminded me of how the Harbaughs do the thing that their dad taught him.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody. And every team that Jim or John have ever had like screams that back at them in moments when they use that. So yeah, like whatever you got, man, use it. And I just like Ben's a real dude. He yells at them. He praises them. He teases them. He makes jokes about them. He calls himself out when he screws up.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dan Campbell, like these other people, like Dan Quinn, like these coaches that we didn't get that we've watched for years. He can have a genuine relationship with these people, including his quarterback. And as hard as it may be to believe, There's some head coaches in the NFL who aren't capable of doing that, and they often don't last. You got to be a real leader and a real dude, and that guy is.
Yeah, he strikes you as being very genuine, and I'm happy for everybody. Like, I'm happy for the city. Like, the city needed it, man. Because you're sitting there almost on tilt going like, wait a minute, this don't look right. This is not what I was hoping how the season would start at all.
All with last week, you're like, it might be baseball season again.
Well, the Cubs took that away from us this weekend, too.
Well, the Bears said it's football season still.
It's still football season.
One and two.
And apparently the Cubs are still hungover. They're still hungover.
I'll do that tomorrow. It's 1-2, man. 1-2 means that things are back in play, you know? That means that you're in the league, and you can maybe be in the hunt in Week 9 or Week 11.
The other things that I'll add to what we've already kind of talked about as Ben, like, being himself.
Yeah.
We talked about the third quarter drive, right? And I know that you're going to, like, Zapruder film went and broke it all down every play. So later on, Spiegs is going to, I'm turn the mic over to Spiegs and just let him ride.
Why doesn't anybody talk about Zapruder?
Need me to bring the whiteboard in?
Yeah, please. Okay. And the overhead projector. Why doesn't anybody talk about Zapruder's other films? You know what I mean? Doesn't get any love for the rest of his career. Sorry, go ahead, Lars.
Well, he had his magnum opus, so I don't know if he really needs anything else. Anyway.
Talking about tough film, Caleb.
It's the drive in the third quarter. It's the halftime drive, like both of those. But then inside of it, it's like I was sitting there nervous because, you know, and I'm sitting there going, field goal makes sense, but it probably wouldn't feel as good. And Ben's like, bleep yo, field goal.
Yeah.
We go for it around here on fourth down, and we haven't been successful so far.
But that doesn't mean you don't go for it again.
But we are still going to do that. And then the trick play stuff. Where it's, and the way that I look at the flea flicker is they saw a tendency. The same way that teams saw tendencies with Tyreek Stevenson.
That's what he said, that his assistants, like they all know all the play, the trick plays, and the assistants came to him and said, Ben, I think this one would work because of what they do.
What I love about that play too is that there's Bret Hart, the excellence of execution inside of that, where it the concept of it is great, but then it's actually getting the guys to be like, you have to kind of make it look like a run. And if you want to kind of make it look like a lazy blocking assignment, do that. Then blow by those guys.
You lolly.
And they did that.
Yeah, they did.
So I look at it and say, look at the week that Ben Johnson had in preparation, in concept, in his staff being a part of doing something big for him,
mm-hmm.
and then getting the players to execute his vision the way that he drew it up.
That's excellent stuff. I want to add one more quick thing about Ben, the person, and the relationships he's building. He said he was proud of Caleb Williams for something in postgame, but what he was proud of very specifically matters to me.
I thought a number of guys played really outstanding football. Two of the game balls went to Caleb. You know, I'm looking at his numbers. 142.6 passer rating and 4 touchdowns. I thought he was really good. And you know, the thing that you don't see on the stat sheet is he's getting a lot more comfortable calling those plays in the huddle. We were able to get out of the huddle a little bit faster, and we were able to get on the line and operate a little bit cleaner as well. So was proud of him for that.
Proud of him for that. Not for, like, the plays and the throws, but just the mental part, the process, like, getting him in and out of the huddle. Like, we know that's been the struggle, so he was proud of him for that. It's a real dude with real relationships.
Okay, so, look, there's just the four of us talking, right?
Trust you.
Like, it's just us and then the listener for a second.
Yeah.
All right. Do we think Kurt's going to be happy today?
That's a great question. It's a great question, because we're happy, so I'm going to say Kurt contrary. No, Kurt's going to be... Kurt
called this from week one, that he was better than he looked.
Okay.
That's true. So he should.
He should be happy.
He should spike a ball today.
We're all going to go with he's spiking a ball.
I don't enjoy bad football when I watch it.
Okay. Let's talk with Kurt Warner next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.